Oh my God, right now we're about to get into the garbage. They are repoing Liv the Web Girl's car outside. Liv,
go look. I'm running out there. Oh my God.
Hey, go get this on video. Liv the Web Girl didn't update her tags on her car.
Wait, there's a tow truck.
There's a tow truck.
It sounds like somebody is towing a car right outside the studio.
To be fair, I don't know if they're actually really repoing it right now. I hear some. It might even be drilling
outside.
It sounds like it's because she has not updated her registration for a month and a half.
We can't look because they make us broadcast this stupid show in a room with like no windows. They're all fogged up. You can't even see outside. It's like we're in prison.
To be fair, we can't see what's going on. We are kind of ugly, so I can see why they do that.
It's not because they don't want us to see outside. It's because they don't want people to see in.
Exactly.
It's the Joe and Alex Show. Who cares about this garbage?
Liv the Web Girl's your car getting towed?
No, it is not. It's just two people, I guess, like fixing something, using a screw or something.
Drilling. It sounded like a car being towed.
Yeah, well, it'll happen eventually. By the way, if you're a tow truck driver, I'll shut out your business. I have an idea for a little joke to play. So hit us up at Joe and Alex Show. Send us a DM.
Ugh.
All right, we're done with Tool Time with Liv.
We're done with Tool Time with Liv. Porn star and actress and stripper. mattress actress Stormy Daniels has accused her attorney, Michael Avenatti, of filing a defamation suit against President Donald Trump against her wishes. This is the biggest story of yesterday. Trump won that case in October and was awarded attorney fees, leaving Stormy Daniels on the hook for a reported $350,000. She accused her lawyer, Michael Avenatti, of ignoring her request for an accounting of donations raised for her defense and opening a second fundraising account in her name without her permission. She made the accusation in a statement on yesterday. She said, Michael has not treated me with the respect and deference an attorney should show to a client. He has spoken on my behalf without my approval. He filed a defamation case against Donald Trump against my wishes. He repeatedly refused to tell me how my legal defense fund was being spent. Now he has launched a new crowdfunding campaign using my face and name without my permission and attributing words to me that I never wrote or said. Bomb. A huge bomb. Pew. Also yesterday, another bomb, Mariah Carey dropped one on us. She talked about her famous conversation she had where she shaded Jennifer Lopez. If you remember, she was asked like years back, like, you know, something about Jennifer Lopez, and she responded by saying, I don't know her, which is now an iconic GIF or JIF, whatever you like to say. I say GIF.
I love JIF peanut butter, so there's that.
So Mariah Carey said she wasn't trying to shade her. In a recent interview, she said that she's learned to embrace her diva role and the ability to be a timeless internet sensation. She said that she sees some gifable moments, but it is what it is. You have to embrace it. I really was trying to say something nice or say nothing at all. I really was. If
so she was trying to say crap about her?
Yeah, exactly. I think the fact that Mariah said, I was trying to say something nice or nothing at all, and she said, I don't know her. I feel like she was shading her. And she's admitting, like, I know that I'm an internet sensation, that stuff I say is gifable.
Let me see if Alex will do the same thing here, because I know a little bit about her. Hey, Alex, what do you think about Katy Perry?
I don't know her. More than 40 years since Sylvester Stallone first introduced Philly fighter Rocky Balboa, he might finally be throwing in the towel. In an Instagram video posted Wednesday after the opening weekend of spinoff film Creed 2, Stallone announced, this is probably my last rodeo. 6 movies, 2 spinoff films, and 1 on-screen cancer battle later, Stallone implied that the Creed film should go on without him and that he knows exactly who should take his spot.
As I step back, as my story has been told, there's a whole new world that's going to be opening up for the audience, for this generation. And thank you very much, Michael, for making that possible. Now you have to carry the mantle.
I got you.
There it is.
And this was my personal favorite thing that happened yesterday. John Krasinski. Again, for the 124th time I've said on the show, The Office is my favorite show of all time. So John Krasinski played Jim in The Office, so that's how you probably know him. But he also was just in A Quiet Place, the movie over the summer that was huge, a scary movie. Well, he's married to Emily Blunt, and she is Mary Poppins in Mary Poppins Returns, which is out in theaters right now. And so John Krasinski was on Ellen DeGeneres yesterday, and he was talking about crying while watching his wife Emily Blunt play Mary Poppins in Mary Poppins Returns.
They give you a tissue box in the screening room, and I was like, oh, that's very nice, I don't have a cold. And they started screening the movie, and 25 minutes into the movie, I stood up and went to the back of the room, and Emily said, do you not like it? I've never seen this happen. And I was looking for napkins. I was like, I need anything to stop this crying. Aww. I was crying so much. I blew through the tissue box in 20 minutes. had to go to the napkins, and then when I ran out of napkins, it's just all sweater.
Oh,
just a lot of this. Like, oh, it's so beautiful.
A spoon full
I
of
have
sugar.
Actual goosebumps. Their relationship is gold.
I love him.
Me too.
That's the garbage here on the Joe and Alex Show. Thank you so much, Alex. Coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show. Oh my God, we have got to talk about the number one most awkward first kiss I have ever seen in my life. Alex shared this with me yesterday. She's like, we've got to talk about it.
I know. You know, I just planted one on Live the Web Girl yesterday. I wasn't thinking. I didn't plan it.
It was kind of hot, to be fair. No, but we're going to tell you about that. And please, we want to hear from you about those awkward first kisses. 833-JOE-ALEX is the number to call in about 6 minutes. 833-563-2539. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.